In epidemiology, the phenomenon is called the reporting bias. While Zika can pose a particular threat to pregnant women, for many the symptoms are mild, even non-existent. Some people may contract the virus, transmit it, and never know they had it in the first place. Thomas Unash studies mosquito-borne diseases at the University of South Florida's Department of Global Health. He believes all those unreported cases means the actual tally is much higher.
Absolutely. It's the tip of the iceberg phenomenon. We see this with a lot of other infections as well.
According to the Florida Department of Health, there is no local transmission by mosquitoes yet. But Unash isn't too worried about the insects. He believes the real concern is sexual transmission.
People who have been traveling to places like Puerto Rico, males who've been there for 3, 4, 5 days, come back, don't have any symptoms. I don't think they're going to be refraining from unprotected sexual intercourse necessarily with their spouses or their partners for 6 to 8 months.
Miami-Dade, Broward, and Orange County are the hardest hit, and the number of cases documented per day is on the rise. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.